3.
Wrapped in a sky-blue terry cloth robe, David stood at his kitchen alcove, rummaging through the cabinets. But his eyes were actually on Evelyn. Their swim had been fine, and now she seemed much more relaxed as she sat by the crackling pine-scented fire, an oversized coral-red bath towel around her, staring into the flames. "Liquor's one of the items we don't produce for ourselves," he was telling her. "We have to import it all. Mostly we bring in old moon juice from Celine. I hear it's a combination of homemade vodka and rocket fuel, but I've got some Earthside wines here someplace and a bottle of Tennessee sour mash." Evelyn leaned back on the big pillows she had arranged for herself on the floor. "Do you mean to say that no one up here has his own little still bubbling away?" David shook his head. "Not that I know of." "I don't suppose you have any thieves either," grinning. "And no tax collectors. Small wonder they call it paradise." He turned his attention fully to the cabinets and found the bottles. "Here we are. California Chablis or Chablis will be fine," Evelyn said. "It's not very cold. I could chill it for you." "No, it will be fine as it is." David busied himself for a moment with glasses. "What about dinner? You have your choice of rabbit, chicken, or goat." "Goat?" Her face screwed up in distaste. "Don't knock it if you haven't tried it. It tastes better than mutton." "I doubt that. And goats are very useful animals up here. Scavengers, milk providers, fiber providers, meat providers. I'll take chicken all the same." David poured her wine in.